joined together in this unison reading. Love is the spirit of this church, and service its law. This is our great covenant, to dwell together in peace, to seek the truth in love, and to help one another.
First of all, I'd like to sincerely thank those of you who have made my
1 week consultation with you a stimulating and very satisfying experience. During my 6 days, I have met with staff and board members, the Children and Youth Program Committee, Adult Religious Education Committee members, youth, children, parents, and some random friendly congregants. Each of you, without exception, has given me your time, a generous welcome, and frank personal sharing that has been overwhelmingly open-hearted and trusting. You have been with me in as genuine a way as I would hope for. Thank you. I will be returning to my corner of the Northwest tomorrow with good memories. Before I leave, I offer you a charge. And the charge is to play above what you know. These words are those that Miles Davis, who's easily recognized as one of the most influential musicians in the history of jazz, used to inspire his musicians. He explained to them, when you play music, don't play the idea that is there. Play the next idea. Wait. Don't play from the top of your head, but listen and try to play a little deeper. Don't play what's there. Play what's not there. Miles' cool jazz and model musical experiments forever changed the jazz community. As well, he was the first black jazz musician who consistently crossed into other musical genres, other cultures, as well as other countries. He was a traditionalist as well as a revolutionary. In Miles' presence, musicians often found themselves raising their awareness and playing to new and unexplored heights. In doing so, they played what they knew and they played above what they knew. They entered into a realm of possibility. He wanted them ready for anything. Miles understood that music is about the spirit and the spiritual, and it involves the heart. Miles wanted his group to enter into a relationship with music using what Zen calls beginner's mind. Never just following habit, but always ready for the unexpected. His words have much to offer in guiding a congregation forward. A Unitarian Universalist congregation's mission as a religious enterprise of lifelong learning and its mission as a multicultural community of memory and hope demands that we transcend and include. We must play above what we know. This isn't easy, but we have each other. There is a natural and concrete connection and reality of church life. One of the roles of a church is to call us to see our own lives being connected to something much larger. We know our own challenges are not just our own challenges, but part of what it means to live in the world. It is here that we find a chalice for our own personal experiences and see how our lives crisscross with so many of those lives around us. We understand that we are part of a larger flow, a continuity of movement. Our dependence on one another is essential in a church. Church helps us to know this. So we can begin again and again in trust, ministering together as liberal pilgrims and lifelong learners. We are a community of reality and a community of invisible possibility. My 20-year ministry has taught me that relying on this ministry with one another, as well as playing above what we know, must include faith. Now, to the serious Unitarian Universalist, faith presents sometimes an immediate difficulty. It could remind us of the "in spite of" appeal of a religion in our past. It could just sound too religious altogether. And if you are a skeptic, you may think like Mark Twain when he said, "Faith is believing what any damn fool knows ain't so." But faith isn't automatically an assent to creed or to doctrine. In the original form, faith means that which is worthy of trust. To have faith is to engage all of life in terms of our most treasured values. Faithing is a dynamic process. It determines how we invest in love. It determines how we look at our experiences and shape these into a form that plays above what we know. Think of it as a verb. I faith, you faith, he, she, it faiths, we faith. Faith means trust and loyalty to what we know as well as what we don't know. It becomes a way to play the music of our lives. My understanding of faith has not come out of a terribly easy life or a naive life. I have had many bumps in my 65 years. I echo Dolly Parton as she says of her life, "My life has been far better than it's been bad. I've had heartaches, headaches, toothaches, earaches, and I've had a few pains in the ass, but I've survived to tell about it." It's a lifelong process, this faithing. Mavis Staples, one of my favorite old-time singers, sings, "These are trying times we are living in. Have a little faith, my friend, have a little faith, I say. We got trouble all around the world. Just have a little faith." It takes courage to face the grand adventure of living and courage to play above what we know. Courage to face loss, courage to face aging, courage to face betrayal, calamity, economic strife, and just plain change. I understand courage as faith in action. And I'm also certain and understand that faith must continually engage the heart. The heart just can't close down. How often are we tempted to close our hearts? And then the fear moves in. But fearing to love because it might hurt again only lets fear rule. And if fear rules, you may forget the love between you and your loved ones. You forget the beauty of the natural world. You forget your essential goodness. You expect trouble and are unable to live in the moments of possibility. And certainly, you cannot listen and go deeply into the great intangibles around you. Engaging the heart may mean forgiving a family member who has hurt you, forgiving a church friend that has turned away from you, and overlooking an unintentional meanness. Engaging the heart also means forgiving oneself as well. The connection, the playing of music together, allows the invisible and visible to work together. It means having others that believe the world could be based on love and caring right next to you. It's a valuable connection. It can carry you through the dark times that test each of us to keep on keeping on. Fred Rogers, the wise soul of an old TV series, The Neighborhood, said that at the center of the universe is a loving heart that continues to beat and that wants the best for every person. Anything we can do to help foster the intellect and spirit and emotional growth of our fellow human beings is our job. Those of us that have this particular vision must continue against all odds. So the heart must remain open. I believe we have the human capacity to do this and then be able to live in the moments of possibility. My experience as a chaplain in jails, hospitals, homes for domestic violence victims, my experience as a rehabilitation teacher for the deafblind, my experience as a minister have affirmed this possibility again and again. I've seen people overcome outrageous situations and then be able to love and be loved once again. Living with a heart open begins often with waiting, pausing, sitting, and taking some time to just let something happen. Now, I can't explain exactly what may happen to you if you were to pause and sit and take time, but I can testify that in my meditation practice of allowing something to happen, I get some results in calming and opening my heart. Wisdom literature is filled with examples of welcoming quiet to allow fear to vanish and strength to return. Allowing can promote faith. So I would like to invite you at this time to go a little deeper in this allowing. I would like to pull us together into a few moments of shared meditation and quiet. Settle yourselves in your chair, making sure your buttocks are comfortable on your seat. You may choose to put your feet on the floor to stabilize your body. Let your hands be lightly in your lap. It's just going to be a few moments. I will pull you back. And in quieting yourself, I invite you to close your eyes. Release any tension in your jaw, or perhaps the area between your eyes. Just give a wiggle and let it go. And begin to quiet your breath as well as slow your breath down. Inhale to a slow count of four. And exhale to a slow count of four. If it is difficult to quiet your mind, and we all have monkey minds, even in meditation, then intentionally push thoughts that come in away, seeing them leave much as the ocean comes in and out. Don't chastise yourself or get self-critical about these thoughts. Just return to quieting your mind, quieting your body. It may be helpful to inhale to the thought peace and exhale to the thought full. So may it be. Thank you. In Pali, P-A-L-I, the language of the original Buddhist texts, the word faith is usually translated as sada. Sada means literally to place the heart upon. To have faith is to offer one's heart or give away one's heart. In Pali, faith is a verb, it's an action. For in Buddhism, the distinction between faith and believing is in life is testing. If you can put it into practice, said the Buddha, then you know it's faith. You are then playing above what you know. When we develop in faith, we develop as meaning makers. Faith is about embracing life's possibilities and growing in our willingness to say yes to life. It is best supported by a community of shared symbols, stories, values, and meaning. Then musicians can play beautifully together. Now we have our seven principles to guide us in our Association of Congregations. Our fourth Unitarian Universalist principle, to affirm and promote acceptance of one another and encouragement to spiritual growth within our congregations, doesn't require us to be perfect, nor does it require life to be perfect. What this particular principle requires is for us to glimpse our potential amidst the constantly changing, constantly challenging time we each have on earth, and to play out that next note with new and unexpected heights, to grow continuously from cradle to grave. Here's an example. Some of you here may never have taught a class in church before or explored an opportunity to teach a Unitarian Universalist curriculum with youth and children. Well, there is a wonderful growth opportunity waiting for you today. You may leave this service and sign up for just 6 Sundays of assisting in a classroom. In the next 6 Sundays, bringing us up to the Christmas season, for 1 hour, you could practice playing above what you know. Ralph Waldo Emerson reminded us to do just this when he said, "It is for you to know all, and it is for you to dare all." Faithing is what I practice and value for myself and for our association of congregations. Together, we can gather and listen, speak, see possibilities, and act. Together, we share the music of our journey, sharing the visible and the invisible together. Faith is a word to delight in. It is liberating. It emphasizes a foundation of love and mutual respect. It does not require a belief system. It uncovers our connection to each other. It unfolds as we trust our deepest depths. It is about the way of love and the promotion of yes to life. It's playing above what you know. May this church be a leader of possibility in the radiant realm of possibility. May you continue to support your mission of nourishing souls, transforming lives, and doing justice. May you cultivate your spiritual connection that calms you and helps you to surf the inevitable turbulent times, that helps you to listen and work with the invisible, and that allows you to trust those elements we have yet to see. May you reach out for new ways to play to new and unexplored heights, particularly in religious education. And may you always be reminded of the loving heart at the center of this church and at the center of the universe. Amen.
I share with you these words of benediction. May the peace of still, deep waters and the strength of our Mother Earth and the compassion that reaches towards all persons be in us and among us until we gather again in this sacred home of hope. Amen.
This is a presentation of the First Unitarian Universalist Church of Austin. For more information, visit our website at www.austinuu.org.